It's up to the jury now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's set to start deliberating later this hour in Washington in the case against the Oath Keepers.
They stand accused of the rare charge of seditious conspiracy after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
They're the first to face that charge in a decade.
Among those on trial is Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the group, who's argued the Oath Keepers were there to provide security for big names in politics like Roger Stone, while the prosecutors allege the group discussed the possibility of violence weeks ahead of the rally.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Now, one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach then-President Trump after the Capitol riot has been reelected, David Valadao in California. Eight others either lost or did not run again. It's win number 219 for House Republicans who will have the majority next Congress, with four races still undecided. In Massachusetts, the driver who crashed his SUV into a Hingham Apple store, killing one person, injuring 19 others, has been arrested on a reckless homicide charge.
Several witnesses called 911 to report a dark-colored vehicle had jumped the curb and crashed right through Apple's plate glass storefront window. The SUV struck multiple people, trapping a number of them inside.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in California, the man who drove into a group of law enforcement recruits out jogging last week, injuring 25 of them, claims he fell asleep and it wasn't intentional. He was charged at first, then released. There was a vigil last night in Colorado Springs where a gunman killed five people Saturday night.
We are not just a Colorado Springs community. We are a national community. The world is grieving with us.
The accused killer is still in a hospital after some in the club fought back, stopping the rampage. 19 others were injured. A soccer shocker.
One of the biggest upsets in World Cup history.
The final call on Fox Sports 1. Saudi Arabia stunned Argentina 2-1 the day after the U.S. tied Wales in the American opener. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There is still no suspect in Moscow, Idaho, 9 days after four university students were found stabbed to death in a home. There was a memorial service in Washington State in the home for one of those killed, Ethan Chapin. His mom says,
together, we want to extend gratitude. We're here to honor the life and legacy of our son and brother.
In Oklahoma, police have a suspect in mind. Four people were found dead and one injured at a marijuana farm outside of Oklahoma City on Sunday night. A settlement in Atlanta more than 2 years after a black man was killed during a struggle with police.
The Atlanta City Council unanimously approving $1 million to the widow of Richard Brooks, who was shot and killed after a struggle with police in June of 2020. The shooting came just weeks after George Floyd was murdered. Body cam footage shows cops speaking with Brooks calmly, but it took a turn for the worse when officers tried to arrest him for drunk driving. Brooks grabbed one of the officer's tasers and fired it at him as he was running away. The officer then shot Brooks. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Jay Leno is back home today after people got the first look at him and the scars on his face and neck from the severe burns he suffered in a garage accident.
Comedian Jay Leno released from the Grossman Burn Center in Los Angeles County. The 72-year-old receiving treatment at the facility for 10 days after suffering serious burns to his face, chest, and hands from a blaze that ignited earlier this month while he was working on a vintage car in a garage. A photo shows the former Tonight Show host posing with staff at the clinic. In a statement, his doctor says, I am pleased with Jay's progress, and I am optimistic that he will make a full recovery. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up over 100 points. On Monday Night Football, San Francisco beat Arizona 38-10. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.